Hi, welcome to Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley, on RNIB Connect Radio. Each month we'll be reflecting on one or two things going on in nature and something for you to try. In this episode, we have a couple of things for you to listen out for and also a lovely immersive activity for you to have a go at when you're out in nature. Our first feature of the natural soundscape for you to listen to is this character. That is the sound of the green woodpecker, and the sound that you heard is often called a yaffle. And for those of you of a certain age, the word yaffle will mean something because it was the name of a character in a BBC TV children's programme called Bagpuss, and Professor Yaffle was a wise old woodpecker. The green woodpecker is the largest of the UK's three woodpecker species and can often be found at this time of year with its young foraging for grubs and bugs in the undergrowth. And you'll often see them in grassland areas. Another sound to keep an ear out for at the moment is this one. And that was the sound of a house martin. And they can be heard at the moment sweeping the skies for insects and often accompanied by their young, would be the latest in one up to three broods that they will have produced before heading south for the winter. And some more summery sounds to keep your ears open for as you're out and about are these. This is the time of year when grasshoppers and crickets abound. While sounding similar to each other, they actually create their sounds in different ways. Crickets produce their chirruping noise by rubbing their wings together, whilst grasshoppers use their hind legs to play their wings like violins. This month's nature immersion practice, if you're up for it, involves a bit of rain. As we've experienced quite a lot of it in the last few weeks, I thought it might be nice to try and make the most of the opportunity to see what the rainfall can reveal to us about our surroundings. So the exercise, if you want to try it, and you can do this either by standing close to an open window, or if you're brave enough, going up and standing in nature, is to just close your eyes and tune in to the sound of the raindrops falling and noticing the sound that they make when they land on different features in the landscape, whether that could be trees, fixtures and fittings, other foliage, anything. And just allow yourself to notice the sound of the raindrops hitting these objects and see if you can notice a picture emerging in your mind's eye of the landscape being revealed by the sound of the rain falling on it. So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me and my work on my website www.natural-inclusion.org or email andy@natural-inclusion.org. So until next time, stay sensational.